advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Oh, you're not recording.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
Yeah. I am Sofa King with me.
You're doing it like three times for.
My back's sweaty.
My chair sunk like a foot. I'm just
going
to go
over there, Dave.
I got Peter Dinklage chair over here.
Yeah.
Call me an elf one more time. Love that man.
Angry elf.
I love him.
He's a fucking, I hate that guy.
No, crazy.
Angry man.
He can forge you weapons and from elf. The fucking center of a star.
Yeah, that show is garbage. That's why I got canceled. Yeah,
he killed his own dad. He's a crazy motherfucker.
Anybody would have killed his dad.
He's a published author.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm pulling from all resources.
Yeah, I like it.
See him, Big Fish.
That's children's books.
No. I don't think he's in Big Fish.
That's another short person.
Yeah.
Seems like he'd be in that movie.
He might have been. I don't remember him in Big Fish.
I'm trying to think of one more movie he's in. I know he's in some sad fucking drama that I watched.
He's an over actor.
He's in that horrible fucking video game movie.
He's in, oh, what?
What is it?
Player
oh,
Ready?
Oh, fucking,
Ready Pixel. Player One?
No.
Nah, oh. Pixel or whatever it is. Pixels? The one where Adam Sandler, they fight the fucking space invaders and shit.
I never saw that one.
He's pretty funny in that shit. He has like a fucking mullet and
he's
like
an over-actor.
Super gamer.
He's an over-actor.
You take that back.
I'm not going to.
He's not going to.
So we're pretty much doing
I'm not going to. I'm right.
We're doing a regular episode just so we can eat some snacks right now.
Okay. This is a bonus episode.
No, it's regular. We have a topic.
Yeah. We don't have a topic.
We do have a topic.
What's our topic?
I don't know.
Snacks?
But we will talk about something.
Oh, we didn't research it.
It doesn't matter.
I've been researching snacks
That's
my
like
whole
a
life.
Regular episode.
No, this is a bonus episode. It's nothing like a regular episode.
I think it's the same thing.
Well, it kind of is the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
You didn't bring your Dan Beggs fucking vegan brownie bars down here, though.
No.
Those aren't vegan.
Yeah,
that's right. One vegan item that Dave's going to eat, and he's sniffing it with his nose so close, I'm afraid it's tainted by Dave boogers, but I don't even care.
So this is 24 mango mini rolls. Oh, juicy mango sourced from Limpopo and Mpumalanga groves, where it's hand-picked, ripened, and washed.
I fucking love a good Limpopo.
Then pulped and dried before being rolled into succulent, moist, chewy roll.
Mm.
But it lies. It says it's expertly sourced locally. There's nothing local about this.
Well, not for us. It was local
well, where
there.
They're made. Wherever they're made, they're probably not made in South Africa.
And these came from Nicole Smith Bosch.
Everything sourced,
you like
everything is sourced locally, technically, until it gets transported somewhere else. And you
I
made,
guess that's
yeah.
true.
All right.
So you're supposed to peel them and then eat them?
Like a, like a fruit like a, by the
I think
foot?
It's a fruit by the foot kind of thing. So
I don't want one of those.
Come on, bro.
No.
Come on.
I don't like
it's
mangoes.
It's mango.
I don't like mangoes.
I'm on the road.
And it's avocados. Mine. I don't like avocados.
That's pretty good.
I don't like mango jerky.
Like good. Rotten fruit.
No, man. It's like fruit by the foot. That's what it tastes like. It's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried, though. One time I had like a fucking weird allergic reaction, and it was after I ate a dried apricot. So you can have some sulfite allergy. I had fucking like welts on my
anything
you
say is good, I don't believe.
You
it, has
like
a,
it?
It has a rotten flavor.
Mm-hmm. That's probably sulfur you're tasting, but I don't taste it. Like what? Rotten? That's not rotten. Why you go to fucking De Niro? You have the De Niro face.
I don't like it.
Every time you say De Niro to Brad, he goes, hoo-ah! And fucking fucks it up with Pacino.
You looking at me? Huh? Are you talking to me?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Here.
You know me and you are exactly
we got a whole
opposite.
Box of cookies over here. We got, I don't know what they're called. Are there names on these? There's not. There's a lot of cookies here, though.
I don't. Those are like biscuits, though. You're supposed to. Didn't she say we had to eat them with something?
No, not this one. It's the other stuff. We're supposed to have tea or something.
These look like they need tea.
They do look like it, but could they be like butter cookies? You know, they might be good.
That's true.
Dare we open all these? What do you want?
I don't know.
Cinnamon rolls. These look good.
You open all of them. You're either going to have to eat all of them or they're all going to be stale.
Nah. You want some, Dave?
No.
Come on, bro. It's just milk solids, whatever that is. I have to say they don't smell that good, honestly. I went from dog treat to dog biscuit, maybe. Okay.
Well, these are good. These are sugar cookies. Mm.
It tastes way better than it smelled when I opened it.
That's what they say about Nicole.
These taste like the Danish, you know, the tin cookies, the Danish cookies.
That's what I thought, the butter cookies, yeah.
Yeah, that's what these taste like, a little bit of coconut.
Hand them over, bro. I'll trade you these for those. All right, let's see.
Why are you giving the shitty smelling one?
Now, this is your first episode.
You're in for a treat.
Me and Brad don't always just fucking eat cookies, but these are good. These are better than those.
These only taste like cinnamon.
No, they don't. But the in your mind.
They look like a cinnamon roll.
Mm, oh, in your
it's
mind.
It's chocolate. It's not cinnamon, you idiot.
I'm an idiot? It looks like a cinnamon roll, bro.
No. It looks like exactly like chocolate swirl.
It's just put that up on the camera for people so I have some defense. Chocolate that looks like a little baby cinnamon
chocolate,
roll.
There's no cinnamon on it.
Well, I agree with you. It's a bit dry. I'm going to breathe it in. Maybe go gangbusters and open all these.
Problem is, if you open all of them, they're either all going to go stale or you have to eat all of them.
I can take some of them.
We can just eat them on the next show, though. They're good still.
True. Well, we have to eat all these now.
Oh, let's do that. What else is in here, though? Can we have something else? Oh, there is more shit. There's these things. It says it's fudge. Vanilla flavored fudge. Who made that noise?
I did.
Vanilla flavored fudge. It looks like little caramels, like the caramel squares. You want to try it?
No.
It's from Africa, bro. Expand your mind.
I don't want to.
Be cultured. What else is in here?
Yeah, I was cultured Friday.
How about these? We got to try these fucking weird ass things. These won't go bad if we open them.
What are they?
Anything that's called foam candy can't be good for you.
Oh, no.
It's named foam candy.
I'll eat the other things.
These? Let's try the foam candies.
All right.
They're made out of plastic. They're bright orange.
They look atrocious.
Yeah, they look like they should be a toy, not a candy.
So my question
and they're
is
filled with foam.
My question is, did
oh my god, it smells like shampoo! I swear to fucking god, it smells like shampoo.
So did Nicole Smith Bosch?
It smells like shampoo.
I fucking sure the fuck does.
That smells exactly like shampoo.
So did she just go to Woolworths and just buy a bunch of random shit, or did she? Are these like favorites of hers?
I don't know. We'll have to find
these
out.
These look like little apricots.
There was at least thoughtfulness intent here because this one's decaf and I can't have caffeine. So that's been said. So that was thoughtful. And there was a vegan item in there. Oh, you took one already? Wait, don't give me a reaction. I don't want to be tainted. You want to be tainted. Why is there a crease in it?
It's an apricot.
Oh, it's supposed to look like an apricot. That's hard as you're trying to not make a face. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be, though. It tastes just like those weird peanuts.
I hate those things.
Yeah, it's not good. It tastes like fucking shampoo, dude.
Because a shampoo flavored circus peanut in a.
If you've ever had apricot shampoo,
this tastes like that. Like if shampoo was apricot shampoo.
Apricot shampoo. It definitely does.
Oh my god, this tastes like a beauty product. You're not supposed to consume this for sure.
Maybe it is. Maybe they're bath bubbles. And
you finished their half.
No, it's like a bath bomb.
We weren't supposed to eat it. That'd be funny. No, it says candy.
It's
balls.
Like almost like a gum texture, but then it melts.
It goes away.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, it's really sweet.
We could go against the rules and eat these.
I'm sitting here drinking a Mountain Dew, and this thing's really
Jesus
sweet.
Jesus Christ!
I can't eat the half. It's super sweet.
It's a
those
lot
cookies
sweet.
Are good. Should we eat these? We're only supposed to eat these with coffee. We were instructed not to eat these without coffee.
Well, then I wouldn't
stone
do
stone ground
coffee.
Flour.
We're never going to have like
what the
coffee
fuck is
here.
That?
Look at this. Wait, look.
No.
I'm just telling if somebody sends me some shit from Africa and says only eat these with coffee, I'm going to eat them with coffee.
Yeah. We can get coffees next time.
Fine.
And we'll eat them.
Put that away. Yeah. I'm not eating more of the same.
I already have broken
you want to go vanilla fudge?
I don't want those. I actually don't feel good.
the South African treats have gotten to us.
The cookies are good, but damn, that is a lot of sugar in that fucking apricot. Half that apricot.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it tasted like shampoo. I feel like I've been poisoned. I feel like I shouldn't have eaten that. I should call poison control.
If I asked my wife for lotion, that's
yes,
what she gave
exactly.
Me. Some
I wish you could
flavored.
Eat it, Dave. I mean, you smelled it, and that's pretty much
That was fucking rank.
What you smelled is what you taste.
Yeah.
If you ate a sugar cube and sniffed that, that's what it tasted like.
That's rough.
Well,
And now it's in my teeth.
Some of it's good. Thank you, Nicole.
Ugh.
Probably cost her $1 million.
It fucking probably did. It was probably like...
Everything was great. It's fucking awesome. Those are good.
These are good. Yeah.
I love me some Danish butter cookies.
So that was the meetup.
It was good times. It wasn't like our meetup, so right, it was right, a different right. thing. We got to like chill. I did have some weird fucking chick come up though.
I didn't.
If you're out there and listening, I did give her a card.
I did pack Brent and Sam Culper up in the truck, and I drove them the wrong way.
Dropped
them off and took off the other way.
Not on purpose, though. We realized it immediately, though. I was like, wait a minute. The address is getting smaller.
I didn't know. Building. I just turned thinking, like, it said it was next to the Museum of Death on the map, and yeah. I didn't realize it was, like, a few miles from
it. Just made me uncomfortable because I had assless chaps on. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wasn't...
Well, and Brent doesn't know where he's going anyway.
Right, right.
So, like... I dropped him off and they're like, hey, we'll go back and get Patty and my wife and Axel. And Sam was talking to me. And that way, you know, they don't have to walk so far because there wasn't enough room. And I was like, cool. So I dropped them off and I head back the other way.
We let the women out. You know?
And then they were like, oh, we're going to walk. And so then I head back to the way they were coming and I noticed they were going on the crosswalk the other way. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like I dropped them off fucking way down the other way. So I had to turn around and then they saw me like, and they were like, what the fuck? Like nobody's in the truck with them. What happened?
Right.
And then they got to the place and nobody was there. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. So
it was super loud in that place. Yeah. So, and
it was really loud.
So I'm talking to Brent Han.
Was it as loud as the whiskey trader?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Every bit. It was very similar. Yeah. And so I'm talking to Brent Han.
It was nice. It was nice where we had a little cove, little table and I was sitting in there. I didn't talk to anybody. I was very antisocial.
Yeah.
Social. So, but this girl walks up. She has like
how many dragon
pink rimmed glasses, short little chick with her cell phone out, like holding her cell phone up to me. And I was like, she must want a picture with Brent, is what I think. The other Brent, right? So we think the same thing. Like we're looking at her and she's saying something. And I was like, oh, sure. And I like go to take her phone and she like holds it up to me and starts pointing on her phone. And it's like CNN. And I'm like, is there a terrorist attack? What is she about to show me right now? Right. What's happening right now? I can't tell what she's saying. And she's like, what do you think? And then I was like, what? And she's like, what do you think about this? And I was like, did you try to get me to read a CNN article? What the fuck is happening? Hi, nice to meet you. Like, is she a fan of the show or his show or what's happening? Like, you and
his show, definitely.
So that's what I thought. And then I look up and fucking Brent fucking ditches me, dude. He fucking just like bailed. Like,
well, it's
because
he already knows. He already knows what's happening. He's like, oh,
because
crazy
it
bitch.
Seemed like she wanted a picture, me to take a picture with her phone or something. And then he was gone. I was like, motherfucker, I'm stuck in this shit now. She was very nice, I have to say, if she's listening. She was nice, but it was an odd interaction. So I look at the CNN article and it's like release of information regarding UFOs. And I was like, oh. She's like, what do you think about this? No one will talk to me about this. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to talk to you about this either. This is awkward as fuck. What is happening right now? And so I was like, what do you mean? She's like, what do you think about this? Why is this happening? And I was like, I don't know. Release information. Acclimating society to let us know that UFOs are real, you know, by giving us information over a slow period of time. I don't know. What do you think about it? And she didn't really say anything. And I was like, this is fucking super awkward. I was like, so do you listen to Hysteria 51? And she's like, no. I was like, oh. You listen to one of the podcasts here? She was like, nope. And I was like, what in the fuck is going on? I was like, I'm looking for something.
That's the type of bar we were at.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like, give me fucking, something here. I'm reaching like we're talking, but we're not talking about anything. Just your weird CNN article. And then finally I was like,
I was not in my,
well,
element.
It was nice to meet you. And I shook her hand and then
I was brave.
Took off. Yeah. She implanted me. My hand's been itching for 3 days. So it was that kind of.
Yeah.
So
I'm having a hard time. Picturing her, like who plays her in the movie? Like, what's she look like?
She's tiny, man. She was like a little nerdy chick. Hmm. Yeah, pink.
Everybody
pink
there.
Framed glasses.
Every nerdy chick was there.
There were tons of nerds there for sure, including us, I guess. But yeah, there was a guy in a suit that was just like the galaxy. That was
not
kinda,
in my element. Like it was. Yeah,
I wanted
to
fake UFO stuff behind him with my camera.
Did anyone run out screaming Klingons would never surrender?
And that no. could have happened. Like but that yeah. was.
It wouldn't have been a surprise.
It was
they
on the
had
table.
They had the taps of the beer had a fucking lightsaber that when they pulled it fucking was a lightsaber.
Nice.
Yeah. Very kind of fucking nerdy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Food very wasn't good. Not. Food wasn't good, but the people were. Yeah.
Okay.
So I got to meet
be
people
a good
and have conversations.
For a bar.
Yeah.
But the food wasn't good,
but the people are.
Yeah. Food isn't good, but the
people are better than the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, yeah.
Do you, should you have good food at a bar?
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy.
I've been to bars with good food.
There was people there that had TV shows and shit. I was like, that's weird. They're like, hey, this guy has a show on CW about abductions. I was like, wow, really?
Fucking weird. You know,
like they're pointing around like a bunch of people. There was a guy from some paranormal show that my wife watches. I was like, yeah, that is the guy from that show. That's weird.
That is the guy. There he is. My wife watches that show.
I was like, stupid. There's no ghost.
That's how I even talked to him. He's like, hey, my wife watches your show.
You're the guy.
Aren't you that guy?
Did you see the lightsaber on the beer?
Yes. Exactly how I talk
to him. It's stupid. That's the best food way to names. Talk to him. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. I don't know. That was it. And so we left there and went to a fancy vegan restaurant and got food instead because the food there was really bad.
Oh, so you went to the restaurant after
that? After the fact, yeah.
I see.
Yep.
Yep.
Most exciting thing I did was park in a tow zone.
We did do that.
That's kind of a thrill.
Yeah.
That shit had a super scary
sign. If the truck will be there when we get back.
We literally drove past some cops in the SUV that just had their lights off.
Middle of the road.
Looked like they were up to no good. They were parked in the middle of the street, so like we had to squeeze around.
One was asleep.
One was totally asleep.
Fucking knocked the fuck out. And the other one looked like he'd been up for 6 days.
It looked like we just woke him up. And we drove past, and it literally said, permit required to park here. But we've been trying to park forever. And Brad was like, fuck it. And his justification was, one time I was in LA and I parked in someone's driveway at their house and my truck was still there when I got back. I was like, sure, it'll be here this time.
Well, it was, I mean.
Based off of that story.
It's a sure bet, though. No, I went to UCB Theater and it's the one right across the street from the Scientology building, you know, like in LA. And I mean, fucking no parking. Like LA in Hollywood, like off Santa Monica, you know, Franklin Street, horrible parking. No parking. And I had, at this time, I had a four-door long bed, like lifted Dodge. Like it was thing was like 21 feet long.
No way, dude.
With a fucking hitch and everything. I couldn't fit. There was no fitting into any parking spot available, even if it was there. And so we rolling up and down these streets and fucking, I'm like, there's a house, no cars in the driveway. The lights are off like a motherfucker. Like nobody was home. And I was like, fuck it. I'm parking in the driveway.
So was it like a single car driveway?
Yep.
Okay.
I think how mad that motherfucker would have been. Like his wife goes into labor and he just fucking opens a garage and then fucking.
No, there's no garage. It was like a covered parking.
Oh.
Like villa house, you know, like, and it was a single car.
Oh, I picture like blocking
it was a
garage.
Driveway up to like a covered parking area and no cars were there. The lights were off. Nobody was fucking home. And so I fucking parked in the driveway. And yeah, come back out. Truck was there.
How long were you parked?
An hour and a half, you know. A
couple hours for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we watched comedy shows, probably an hour.
I didn't think about
15
it.
15 minutes to walk.
We didn't
say
anything to Sam and everyone when we left. Like, once we got, hey, we're home. We made it. We're alive. He called me the next day at the shop. Like, hey, did you get arrested? What happened? I was like, damn, I totally want to talk, but I'm buried in customers. I had like fucking four customers at the counter. I was like, yeah, we made it. The car was there.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit suspicious now, though, because Sammy and Patty were like posting pictures of them like getting
Sam and Patty.
Sam.
Not Sammy. Sammy.
Oh. Sammy.
Yeah. Sam and Patty both posted pictures of them like at the
Scientology?
Hubbard Scientology place.
Mm-hmm. It's a real concern.
I don't know if we can trust him anymore.
They might have been
turned.
Maybe.
He put his hands on those fucking electrodes.
Yeah, he touched
things.
He did the e-meter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they were allowed to take pictures.
Yeah, and the chick in the picture was like smiling, that's okay. You're being silly about this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He did have enough money not to put up with silliness like that. You know what I mean? They got that Tom Cruise money. Shouldn't have to put up with silliness.
They don't care. Any promotion's promotion. You know what I mean?
That's true.
The LA one's relaxed.
They went to the Museum of Death.
Mm-hmm.
We did not. Yeah. Next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw it.
It's not my people. I wouldn't want to do that. Museum of Death. It's not my thing.
That seems cool. It seems like they'd have cool decor.
You'd think.
Decor.
Yeah. Most whores are dick whores.
Yeah, most whores are
most of the time,
typically.
I agree.
Even if you're a male whore, you're probably a dick whore.
You're whoring your dick.
It's not really men whores. I mean, and there are man whores.
There's
a
lot of man whores.
But you're not judged the same.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Brad's trust me, you are. High school was hell.
No, you are.
Yeah, I guess it depends. Like
I judge you the same.
Because if you're looking at like what you would call a gigolo, right, you're expecting like a suave, like upper class mover. And there's prostitutes that are suave, like female prostitutes that are suave, upper class.
Yeah, and I wouldn't look down upon her as opposed to the bruised-legged fucking
the bruised legs, like a meth mouth.
Yeah.
Like, and you're going to see a fucking meth mouth dude who needs some meth just like a chick.
So I'll suck your dick. Yeah.
So I think it's just a, level of a social strata.
Sophistication.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a higher end, you still respect them.
I think it's
giving
versus getting.
Like, damn, if I could sell my body for fucking $3,000 a night, I think I'm there. You respect
that one.
I mean, a couple weekends of the, you know what I mean? I don't have to work. It's a couple weekends.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Banging out some old dude.
But when you can like,
I like how your example was you would bang an old dude. Like, I mean, why weren't you the gigolo in this situation where you bang some chicks, like some rich chicks?
Could. But usually the old guys are looking for freaky young.
Freaky dick. Freaky young dick.
They want some, they're usually gay.
There's a guy I used to go to high school with, and on Instagram, I don't know what he does, but he only posts pictures, and we're friends, we're in good standing. I mean, this isn't shit talk, but every picture he posts is like a fucking, it looks like he's riding over the beach in Airwolf, the fucking helicopter and shit. You're like, what is going on? Like then he's posting pictures with Lamborghinis and rows of cars that look like they're the commercial on YouTube. How
rows of cars?
You can learn how to make this much money, like all this fucking crazy shit, stacks of cash. But he works at like UPS and shit, and he works at Target. But he's just like everyone he hangs out with is
cars.
Some ripped dude. But it's like ripped gay dudes with Lamborghinis and shit or something. I don't understand what's happening.
Well, maybe you need to get in.
Maybe I need to drop the DM.
Hey, a couple weekends a month, and you too could have a nice Lamborghini.
I'm
and
only
just keep
gay
your normal
on Sunday,
job.
Bro.
That's fine. They'll take it. Why does it have to be gay? Why can't it be like hot rich women?
I'd be a gorilla top, bro. I would just tear it up.
Top,
I would,
Fucking, I'd hurt him.
I would smash.
Put a fucking hurt on him. Some BDSM shit.
You're only gay on Sunday. That's like, that's 4 days a month to make $3,000 a night.
Yeah. That's really high end, too.
I think you're a power bottom if you get the Lamborghinis and helicopter rides and shit, though. I don't think that they're looking for the top. They might be, though.
No, they might be. They might be. They might want to get handled. You know what I mean?
You're looking for the top. It's only gay for balls touch. Yeah. I don't want a Lamborghini ride, though. I want, like, fucking cash. Like, it needs to, like, improve my life. Lamborghini rides.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
$3,000 a night.
$3,000 a night?
Yeah.
It's not a lot of money for that, really, though. That's a lot of money, though, because that's 12 grand a month.
12 grand a month tax-free.
Fucking tax-free.
To fucking smash a dude on Sundays.
That's like making 18, 20 grand, a month. Like, tax-free.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Oh, fucking
it's close. I just don't think the price.
I fucking fuck somebody, but I'll tell you what. I fucking fuck you with my man dick, boy. Yep. Tell you what.
I don't think the price is quite right.
No?
So the question,
I mean, you can charge what you want. Like, if you feel like you're worth more.
So is the hang up grand, that it's that he's saying per night?
I'm saying what would $1 million be worth 52 Sundays of me being gay? You know what I mean? For $1 million a year? 52 Sundays? That's every Sunday. You're dreading Sunday. Whole week you can't enjoy it.
Why are you dreading it? If you're making up the rules, why are you dreading it?
The rule's still that I'm with a dude.
Maybe he brings hot chicks too. You just have to, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
So basically, what it comes down to is you dread the dick more than you dread regular employment, even though it would be 10 times as much money as
your I mean, and you might not be getting the dick. I mean, you might be
the rest of the week, 6 days a week, doing whatever I want.
Yeah, the rest of the week, you're a millionaire.
You just got, in 1 year, you're a millionaire. You're not working. You just get to do whatever the fuck you want.
It's like Soylent Green.
And you're only four on Sunday for like 45 minutes.
It might be you're so good. Now you're
all
like,
night to night.
Now you have an entourage of trannies that run with you. And I mean, you could be so good that it's like you have a suitcase. You tie them up, you blindfold them.
I have a suitcase. What's in the suitcase?
Toys. You know?
toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, toys do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, for sure. You have a fucking power fist. You know what I mean?
Can I name my suitcase LaToya Jackson?
Yeah, you can. And you can bring your Phoenix machine.
What's my Phoenix machine?
The Phoenix, the fucking motorized fucking dildo.
It's called the Phoenix machine? Yeah. I like how you know the name of that.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
It's a named thing.
Yeah.
Phoenix machine.
Yeah, look them up.
Rise from the asses.
Mm-hmm. Rise from the asses.
That's my movie. Yeah.
That's the
52 Sundays, the Phoenix Machine, Rise from the Ashes.
Yeah. That
that's the sequel.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's around. That's funny. That'd be a good one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Somebody got the idea though.
So after my gay hypothetical, what are you guys doing?
I don't know. This weekend? I'm over here.
What are you guys doing?
I got to work on the house. Well, you're fucking a dude. Yeah, I'm going to be working on my house.
I'll just do the podcast.
Having sex with my wife.
Yeah.
Coming here, there's just gold microphones and shit. You're like, hey, man, if gold microphones make you happy, bro. Uh-huh.
I don't know who talked you into being a man whore anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you're making good money, but you're fucking gay.
Can you guys max it back out of me?
It's funny because it was no, no, no. And then all of a sudden, he started adding to it. And he's like, well, you sweeten the deal there. I guess you're right. I could do whatever I wanted.
Yeah. That's funny. That was a good breakdown.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know. Yeah. I got nothing else.
I don't either.
You guys are quitting? Quitting in 25 minutes? Hey, if this is how my Sunday is going, I might be down. Yeah. I can do 25 minutes.
So that was the question would be, like,
back to Brent and Gay.
Are you pitching or catching? Because
I was pitching though.
Well, it was the same thing as I told one of the dudes I work with. I'd be a really great gay guy because I turn the fucking straight guys gay like that. Mm-hmm. And because I told him, like, I was trying to get one guy on board with trannies, and I'm like, hey, like, you know, would you fuck a tranny? He's like, oh, hell no, I don't know. And I was like, you know, would you fuck a tranny? Like, she's hot as fuck. Like, but the catch is though that you're the one fuck pounding it out. They're not pounding you out. You're pounding them out. And he's like, oh, fuck yeah. And then the other guy, then I started explaining a little bit, and the other guy was like, what if she's like really, really hot? Like, I mean, like, you don't, like, if you took her around your buddies, they don't fucking know. It's just this like 10 hot chick, but she's a tranny. And he's just like, and he's fucking, and you see it in their eyes.
You can
fucking
see
the wheels. Yeah, exactly. The wheels are fucking turning. Like, and it's pretty soon, it's everybody's fucking a tranny there. When in the beginning it was no.
I just want to get something straight for Brent on the scenario, because the temptation might be to be the one doing the pounding.
Yeah.
Right. Because then you're not being intruded.
Well, it's,
however,
that's fine.
If you're going per night, you're going to be expected to perform multiple times. So if you don't like the gay sex, you're going to be expected to have it several times and be able to get it up.
For sure.
If in Brad's scenario, you're banging some old dude, he's banging you once for a couple minutes and he's done.
I have to answer the call of duty.
This is the thing.
He's not coming back again because he's fucking old.
This is the thing though. You charge more. Oh, you want to, I'm banging it now. It's going to be this much. Oh, you want to fuck me? Okay. Well, it's going to be this much.
And if
he's like, cool. $5,000.
If you got a little pink pill, it's $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're actually getting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Benadryl. You're just going to fall asleep. Yeah. It's a blue pill.
Swap it out. A pink pill.
Whatever.
You got the little pink pill.
Little pink pill.
We used to play.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm not itchy anymore. I'm not itchy anymore. My hay fever's gone.
I worked I worked night crew at PetSmart. We did What Wouldn't You Do for $1 million, basically. Like, uh-huh. We would figure out like the craziest thing. Like one of the scenarios was it's you, an attorney, a briefcase with $1 million, and a dead dolphin on the beach. Uh-huh. Would you fuck the fucking the air hole of the dolphin?
Yep.
And no one ever knows, but you do it for $1 million.
Yeah. I'll let everybody know.
That was the thing, was just get your foot in the door on the million, right? And then what we would do is lower the price until we saw what their low fucking price was. So you'd be like, so you'd fuck the dolphin.
For $1 million, yes.
For $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, but you know you do it for $500,000, honestly.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah,
fuck yeah, yeah.
For sure.
And you'd be like, if you really thought about it, dude, $250,000 is a lot of fucking money. Like, you do it for $250,000.
Yeah.
And we would just keep bringing lower, that shit down.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like,
pretty soon it's $1,000.
You could buy a fucking house, dude, at least at the time. It's like, you could buy a fucking house and never have rent. Yeah, yeah, you're probably right, bro. Like, I could buy a house and never have rent again.
That, yeah.
Yeah, and you would take it all the way down, and some people would just be like,
$18. A bag of Taco Bell.
I'm going to need about $350. Yeah, I'm going to need about $350.
You give me a bottle of whiskey and $100, and I'm fucking that whole.
Yeah, I get to finish, and I got $350.
Yeah, that's why there's fucking big ass roaches and like the spice boxes, you know, like big motherfuckers.
What happened? Spice boxes.
Like where you open them up and they're in the ground, you know, and there's fucking roaches.
You can strap them to your feet and run around.
And so I was like, how much to eat one? One of the guy I worked with, how much to eat one? He's like, I think like $500 is a good number. Like, you know, he's just he threw out a number. If I had $500,
yeah,
he's like, because it would suck, but I got $500, you know, like, and you could probably get them lower. If you had the cash.
I got $350.
I got $100 right now, $100 bill. I'll let you hold it, eat this motherfucker.
Like, have you ever done anything like that for money, like on a bet? I think the only thing I ever did was like, I drank a bottle of Tabasco at like a country club one time, a whole bottle of Tabasco. They just popped the cap out and poured a brand new bottle into a coffee cup and I got $50 for drinking it. I got
like
50
I'm,
bucks.
Yeah, I feel like I'm smart. I don't do that.
My eyes vibrated. Weird shit happened.
Yeah, dude.
Like you think, oh, it's not that hot, but like my ears went
numb.
It's
a lot of pepper though.
It felt like my teeth were vibrating and things in the room were shaking. It was fucking weird.
Well, we were drinking Red Bulls the other night, me and Patty. And they gave me like the second one. They gave us a big one. And it was the weird Red Bull.
It was Red Bull on tap.
It was Red Bull on tap. Like it was in the fucking soda thing that they had. And it was Red Bull, but it did taste a little apple-y. But
probably a little transfer. Like,
but I drank one glass and then I went back and got another one. And I hadn't really eaten though too. But I drank another, but they gave me a bigger glass, probably like a 20 or, you know, 15 ounce glass maybe. And I drank that one. And then I was feeling like, almost kind of buzzed a little bit. Right. Like it was like, it kind of fucked me up for a little bit. So I don't know. And it was sugar free too, supposedly.
Yeah. It's terrible.
I don't know. What do you mean terrible?
Sugar free? Mm-hmm. Red Bull? It's just gross.
You're just talking about swallowing a bunch of Tabasco sauce.
I got paid. You did that. You paid them to do that.
Yeah.
It was the other way. I died if I drank Red Bull.
It didn't taste horrible.
I do miss Red Bull. And at one point, I was fucking hooked on Rockstar for sure. It was just a thing. Like, it doesn't taste good necessarily. It was like the whole thing. Like, your body made some fucking thing where it was like,
oh, you need
to give me more.
Yeah. Same thing with coffee. It was happiness with
the same thing as going to Starbucks or fucking getting a fucking strong ass coffee.
The thing about coffee is, a lot of times it's bitter. That's a very acquired taste. It's a weird taste.
It's like beer. I don't really like beer all that much, but like coffee, I acquired it. My son drinks coffee. He's fucking 3 and a half. He fucking drinks coffee. Loves it.
Yeah. I remember my son would want coffee and we would put like half and half or something in a cup and like splash the coffee in there and be like, there, it looks like coffee.
Half and half.
Yeah.
No, I'd give him milk, give him half coffee, half milk, put a little sweet and low, like not a lot of sweet and low, but just a little bit of sweet and low.
Don't give him sweet and low.
Why?
That's it's a fucking ant poison, bro.
Stop it.
Sweet and low is super bad.
Sweet and low does not kill ants. I could tell you that much.
Well, I can tell you what.
What?
You should not give your kid sweet and low.
You drink fucking Red Bulls.
I drink Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm. You drink Red Bulls.
That's your comeback? I don't drink Red Bulls.
You do?
Well, I will give them sweet and low. You drink Red Bulls? No, you don't. Yeah. Never mind. I don't know. I probably shouldn't do that.
You eat shit you shouldn't eat.
You shit. Yeah, but not same sweet thing. And low, bro. I thought we had this conversation.
I've eaten sweet and low my whole life.
I'm fine. I'm Twitch,
here.
Twitch.
I'm here.
Twitch, let me fuck a corpse in the grass.
Just saying, I'm here. True. I got tea. I drink a lot of stuff without it, but if I want a
sweetener. Why not just have sugar, though?
Because I like the taste of sweet and low. Like if there's like, so I order a tea at a restaurant and they got the yellow packets and the white packets and no pink packets, I'll just drink it without sugar.
That's equal in sugar. Yeah.
Garbage.
Or not equal. Or Splenda. That's Splenda.
Splenda. Yeah. Equals, or the light blue. Yeah. Light blue that's equal. That's I won't. Equal. Yeah. I won't have any sweetener. I'll just drink it with no sweetener. So.
I just like tea by itself.
I do too. I do too. I enjoy it.
I don't like tea at all.
You don't like tea.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't like tea. When I'm sick, I'll drink
a hot toddy.
Mint tea.
You drink a hot toddy, but no honey?
Like black tea? No, like
not really.
Tea,
I'd rather
like,
just drink whiskey and drink a tea. I don't like black tea at all.
Iced tea? Man.
What? Don't
iced
like tea. It's so good. Never have liked iced tea. I think it's a weird, weird thing to drink.
I wonder if it tastes
I like green
to you
tea?
What it tastes like to me, though.
I don't like green tea.
But I
like
drink green tea because it makes me fucking bounce around the wall like Daffy Duck. Like the caffeine in green tea hits me so intensely. But I really like a nice green tea, but I don't drink it because it fucking hypes me up.
What brand of green tea do you drink?
I drink some weird Japanese shit that I can't.
That might be good.
It's the green tea.
I like Chinese and Japanese.
Akira's here in town. It's actually it's
that'd be Chinese.
It's
food.
Gyokuro Mitsu.
No, it's Japanese. Oh, okay, yeah.
Gyokuro Mitsu brand.
Damn,
I like
that's
the,
impressive.
I like the I like the Bigelow. I get Bigelow green tea. That's one of my favorites.
And I drink Lupicia green tea, Lupicia, which is another Japanese company.
I had at that vegan restaurant.
Alopecia.
I had, I was like, can I get an iced tea? And they're like, would you like blueberry, peach, or green tea?
I tried to order a Sprite.
I was like, motherfucker. Yeah. This was like, can I get a Sprite? And he's like, no. He's like, what do you have then? And I was like, damn, boy, he got a fuck aggressive. Yeah, like on
this
poor redheaded.
Ready he had for a, them to not was, just have some fucking tea or Sprite or water. Like,
yeah, no, and they didn't. I just wanted black tea and they had some flavored ass bullshit. And then I was like, I'll just take a green tea. And it was like, that it was not good.
Right.
Like it was like fruity, flowery green tea.
It was honestly. Like an SNL skit, honestly.
Yeah.
The restaurant was. I mean, nothing against gay dudes, but every employee there was gay.
This motherfucker had a Ned Flanders mustache.
And he was right. like,
and right. he's wearing some overalls.
I was like, can you get a Sprite? He's like, we have sparkling hibiscus lemonade. And I was like, what? You know, and then Brad tried,
no
get,
Sprite. It's just,
Brad tried to get tea.
Yeah, I wanted
to. I mean,
just
fuck,
black
man,
tea.
It's tea.
If
it's
you
tea
don't
vegan?
Have black tea,
yeah,
right.
I mean, fuck. Maybe all vegans don't like black tea.
No, that's it's not the case.
It's just the theme of the restaurant, I guess. I can see where
it
Sprite.
Be,
it would be like when you go to some
upscale.
Cool little coffee shop and they have Snickers on the fucking counter. Like Dagny's has Snickers on the counter and Reese's, and you're like, ah, oh, but you have an in-house bakery and doing all this shit.
Yeah,
it seems weird. Like it seems like, oh, you shouldn't have Fruit Loops in a cup hanging next.
Of
to
Of course,
the fucking,
they don't have Sprite. They have hibiscus lemonade.
This thing you made next to the biscotti, there should not be Fruit Loops. So I guess it's that you shouldn't be able to get a Sprite.
Right. And you know it's I mean? LA. That's a very LA thing. Vegan restaurant or not, that's a very LA kind of a thing to
try and be different. Yeah. So they're trying to be different. It's like, motherfucker, I just want black.
They did have $12 soda water, though. I could have got that. Yeah.
They did. Yeah. That's probably
that was actually
good.
Really good soda water. I tried it. It was good.
And when it comes to green tea, I like it very weak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like strong green tea.
I don't like the minty or like flowery. I just want green tea. I don't want no flavoring. It's same thing with.
No. Just.
Same thing with the black guy's tea. Like, I don't want flavoring. I just want a black tea.
I'll bring you some of the Lupicia tea.
Yeah, I want to try that.
It's fucking fantastic.
It sounds like a follicular ailment that, your hair falls out. Yeah.
I mean, I'll bring you some of the fellatio tea.
Yeah. I don't have any Gyokuremitsu tea, but I'll try to get
it. Say it one more time.
Gyokuremitsu.
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 With a G.
I'm happy to meet you, too. Bumblebee tuna to you, too. Bumblebee tuna.
I think you could speak Japanese if you wanted to.
He could. Why couldn't he?
Because I'm fucking not going to sit in the tree with a flamethrower.
Nameno brado.
Well, if you're drinking 2% milk because you think you're fat, you're not. You could be drinking whole milk. I'll just tell you that. And you could learn Japanese. Also, congratulations to Dave for losing 78 pounds.
73.
Still.
Yeah. Nice.
Been a year, yeah.
That's a fucking
ton
of weight.
That's good, and it's not too fast.
Yeah,
that's my son.
That's a good pace.
Think about it, you go another year,
that's
140 pounds. Like,
I'm good with the pace.
Yeah,
you lost a Maddox. You lost a fourth grader, fifth grader.
60 to 70 was like forever. Like
yeah,
it was just like a fucking super plateau.
It's gonna be.
And then once I hit 70, it's like knocking on wood. It's going again, but it was just
it'll go. And you hit 90 or something.
Going back off and lose some and gain some, doing the same exact thing. But it was good. It was a good.
You'll keep it off too, though. My fucking dumb ass keeps switching diets and does keto when I fucking do RP and I do all this shit. I'm 235, but I was 280. So
yeah, that's still
so
huge.
Fuck 280. My pants still.
You were 280.
I was 280. I was 277 at my highest. I was wearing Sanooks because I didn't want to tie my shoes because I'd hold my breath and shit. Yeah. And then my lowest a while back was like 208, but I got comments about being fucking Skeletor and my face was sucked in.
Yeah, 208's.
But I was like, damn, really? I weighed 171 when I wrestled, but I did look sick then.
Yeah, but your bone structure is different
Something.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like you get a different bone structure when you get older.
These fucking push-ups, though, I'm literally in like a fucking large 0.5 now between
shoulders
a large and an extra large.
Shoulders look good. They don't look like Axel's shoulders, the baby shoulders that he has.
Poor Axel. Axel's muscular as fuck, Brad.
Is he?
I saw him with his shirt off.
I didn't see
in the shower. From the window behind the Airbnb.
You're railing him?
Yeah. Or? No, I was looking.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I can work up my appetite wherever, as long as I eat at home, bro. Yeah. I look through the window.
All right.
I'm excited. Is this it?
Yeah.
Did I gate it out? I gate it all the way out?
You gotta go pick weeds.
Hey, I need to tell you, though. Jenny Schmuck, you know, we will now change it. David Schmuck, we have forgotten his name. He is Jenny Schmuck's husband. Just to turn the tables for a little while.
What is that?
That could be hurt feelings if you just say, oh, that's David Schmuck's wife. She's a person. She has
we
a name.
Jenny.
In Fight Club. I know, but we don't do it. We just say David Schmuck's wife.
Do we?
No, from now on, it's David Schmuck. That's the last time you're going to hear it. It's Jenny Schmuck's
husband. Jenny Schmuck's husband.
Just like Jenny Schmuck's, Burton over here.
Jenny Schmuck's wife.
Like Burton.
Right.
What's his name? Jehovah.
It's
something.
It's Jessica Burton's
Jessica
husband.
Burton's husband.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep.
Just put that on the bottle.
Pancake titties, too. What's his name? Nick Villavicencio? I don't know what his last name is, though.
Valenciano.
Valenciano.
Yeah. Kaylee Furcox.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll change that out.
I like the name Kylie better, anyway.
We were saying it wrong forever. We still might be saying it wrong.
Kaylee.
Where's Josh Haney?
Josh, I don't know where Josh Haney is. Maybe he's taking a Haney, like
I'm
a
sure
really long one.
I'm sure he is.
Really long Haney.
Brett Gonzalez, Brian Johnson,
weird,
Bruce Bankhead.
I had a
Bankhead.
Weird dream that I walked in and somebody didn't
Gabriel
flush the
Kaiser,
toilet.
Olivia Richards, whiskey shout outs.
They didn't flush the toilet.
You had a dream you didn't flush the toilet?
No, somebody did. I don't know. I just walked into a bathroom.
This was a dream?
Yes. Okay. It was a dream.
I walked
in the bathroom. There's a giant shit in there, like swirled in there. And I flushed the toilet. Like, that was my dream. That's my exciting. I don't dream often.
That's a good dream.
And I believe that's why I don't like to dream.
One time when I worked at PetSmart, I was a lowly stalker. And the manager came up to me. He's like, hey, bro, there's a turd in the bathroom. Like. And I was like, man, that ain't my fucking job. I put dog food on the shelf. Like, go flush that shit. You saw it.
Yep. You saw it. You own it.
He's like, it won't go down. I was like, well, get the poop knife. Put the fucking.
And the poop.
I was like, put the plunger in there and break that shit. Yeah. But I went in there. I was like, this motherfucker, I know how to do it. Right. Mm-hmm. So I went in there and I flushed the toilet. And that shit was just drawing like a fucking grease pin line around the rim of the toilet. Like, it was just spinning, dude. It was all. And it really wouldn't go down. Like, the water would drop out and it sat there like it was a fucking bridge.
Right.
And then the water would come back up and it would float up to the top. I just kept flushing it, spinning and spinning. I literally had to get the plunger and hit that break shit in the middle up. And break yeah. it before it go down.
Like, when I worked at Ritzy bullshit. Burger, the manager came. He just walked into the back and he said, Moten, go clean the bathroom. And I was like, I was on burger duty and normal, like you wouldn't go to cleaning shit when you're cooking.
Yeah. He's trying to move you to duty duty.
Right. And I was like, I'm on burger duty and
not anymore.
He said, that's exactly what he said. He said, not anymore. Somebody shit in the bathroom. You got to go clean it up. I was like, what?
Somebody shit all over the floor and the wall.
And they were like, shit in the bathroom. I was like, okay. So I walked and looked.
He didn't say somebody shit in the toilet. He said somebody shit in the bathroom.
But he also didn't say the truth, which is somebody shit in the sink. And there was a big shit in the sink. And I went back and he was in his office. And I walked back and I pulled $5 out of my wallet and I set it on the desk. And I said, that's about twice what the company would pay me to clean up that shit. And I went back and I kept flipping burgers.
That's funny.
I was like, no, fuck off. Yeah. Like, you're not paying me like $2 to clean up someone's shit in a sink.
You would have to brown paper towel like, that fucking
here's
baby
five
Ruth.
And I was like, and I walked back.
Like it was cat poop and just drop it in there.
And he kind of had this look like he was pissed off. And he walked back and my friend Todd Leach, who worked next to me.
Hey, Todd, Leach, go clean the bathroom.
And he walked up and he said, hey, Leach, go clean the bathroom. There's a shit in the sink. And he gave Leach my $5. And Leach walked back. And Leach went. And then walked back and cleaned up the shit. And
that's
he took like 45 minutes.
That's a good manager.
He took his time.
Yeah, he tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good story.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Ritzy Burger. That's it.
All right. Any shout out, Sprint?
Oh, you can take
Yeah, oh, you can take
All right.
The winners? I said all the winners.
Yeah.
I'm left wanting. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Don't be retired.
Fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Timbs and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's 2. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrists and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, a worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. But nah, you wouldn't understand. You see, it's kinda like the crack did the pookie. A new jack, except when I cross over, there ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral fronting like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
All right, Puff, you guys tell me like...